This morning, hallelujah, you give me a few minutes and I'll take a few, and we'll be, hallelujah, glory to God. Open your Bible with us. Matthew 8, verse 5. Matthew Gospel, chapter 8, and verse 5. Amen. And I want to continue on that wonderful name. That name. Jesus. Amen. Jesus. We want to look at a number of scripture on where Jesus used His authority. And when he used that authority, demons, devil demons, sickness, disease, they fled from his presence. There was no situation, no circumstance that confronted Jesus that he walked away from scratching his head. But everything, as the scripture says, they bowed their knees to him. Amen. And so, like I said, give me a few minutes and I'll take a few and we're going to get to where we're going. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus, that name is above every name. There have been many that have called themselves God. Satan tried to transform himself into an angel of light. Men have tried to raise up themselves to be God. And only one man has stood the test. He brought forth or God manifest through him everything. Everything God said in his word, he manifested through Jesus. The rest of them said they were gods. They were going to do this. And it's a living proof they all did. He's the only one that was raised and seated at the right hand of God, where he ever lives. And many said they were going to do this, and many things they have done, but they were things that was. And the things, they was thing that was to destroy. But this one upheld every truth that God ever spoke, and he manifested that truth to us. Amen. And so, we want to look at some things he said and things he done and how that no foe, enemy, opposition, demon, devil, sickness, disease, no matter what it was, destruction, whatever form it came in, it could not stand against him. They all bowed their knees. Amen. So listen to what Jesus said in Matthew Gospel, beginning, chapter 8, beginning with verse 5. And when Jesus was in Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I'll come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. But do what? Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, have soldiers under me. I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that follow, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And verse 13, Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that self same hour. We can see in this passion of scripture that a servant, a man that had a servant that was sick, and Jesus said he would come and heal him, but the man recognized the authority that Jesus had. He said, you don't have to go to my house. And all you got to do is just say in a word, and my servant will be healed. For I recognize authority. I have soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, he goes, this one, come, he comes. I say to this one, do this, and he does it. So all you got to do, Jesus said, my. I never found anybody in the whole house of Israel, that means the Jew, hadn't had faith like that. And sure enough, when the man got home, his servant was healed. Hello? Amen. I said, hello? Amen. And let's look at another one. I said I was going to read through a number of them. Let's look at, because we're going to get to a point here. Go ahead and turn to Matthew Gospel, chapter 15, verses 29 through 31. We see many that were healed, and they glorified the God of Israel. We see in this passage, many was healed. Now watch what happened. Talking about the authority that Jesus had and operated in. Very important that you listen. Verse 29, saying Jesus departed from thence, came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And a great multitude came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others. Notice, many others. And cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. He did what? Insomuch that the multitude did what? Wonder when they saw the dumb to do what? The maimed and the lamed and the blind to see, and they glorified